I am now sitting in front. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm now sitting in front of two of the pillars. Oh, how do you like that pun? Two of the pillars of Camp Hask. Because there are financial pillars, but we also have to acknowledge that there are staff pillars that keep this place running all through the year, and obviously during the summer. And I'm talking about Ravavi Pollack and Dr. Razel Yaish. Sorry about that. We were talking about you before. We tossed in the Kindler name a couple of times. So there you have it. And they are, of course, head counselor and program directors here in Camp Hask. So first of all, thank you for your hospitality and mazal tov on this amazing occasion. Must be great to welcome everybody in and to see the community. Shep Nachas, from what you're doing here all summer long. Am I right about that?
Not only right about that, we are. We couldn't be more excited to see you guys here this morning.
Thank you.
It's the start of our day is the Nachum Segal Show running here in the front of Camp Hask.
I appreciate that, but when you mentioned the word start of the day in Camp Hask, there are counselors who probably have been up since 3 or 4 or having already visited the infirmary at 5 with their campers because it's a 24-hour job, guys, isn't it?
Our day often begins at 4:30 with a call from the security guard that there's a young man or woman walking, usually man, walking around outside, and our counselors are up with them. You know, if you get up in the middle of the night, like people do at home.
Right.
So here, the counselor gets up with you.
Yeah, but, you know, in another camp, they catch people in the middle of the night walking around the campus. They've got a certain focus, and the security people are also with a certain focus. Here, it's a little bit different, right?
It's amazing. Our security staff learns very quickly and becomes our friends. And we're not talking about outside camp. We're talking about in our very fully gated, secure campus. But they're always looking out for us to make sure that everything goes well, that everything's safe. Actually, this is our first really beautiful country morning, by the way, Nachum, with this nice breeze. You like this feeling over here?
Yeah, it's a little better than the boiling weather we've been having, but, you know.
Amazing.
Still the 58 degrees, you know, but whatever.
So I was looking at a 6:30 in the morning, seeing people wearing their Hask sweatshirts, roaming around campus already, getting ready for the day.
So we learned that the security detail gives everybody a little bit more leeway here at Camp Hask, because they have to understand that everybody's in certain situations, in challenging situations that, you know, require 24-hour help. It's as simple as that. And, you know, it's amazing. I mentioned this to Shmuel because we were talking about, you know, what his parents would think if they walked in today. What Hask has done is they've taken positions that nobody would have done years ago. Nobody would have ever volunteered or even wanted to have been paid at the age of 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 to do what has to be done here. And now there are hundreds bothering you guys all winter long trying to get in here to do these types of things for these camps. And I think that's one of the greatest accomplishments that the Khan family had.
I actually think that is what they would see today. If you look around, and I'm going to describe the scene here, we see a city of people wearing blue polo shirts that say Camp Hask staff on them. We had a visitor from a government agency here that takes care of people with developmental disabilities. And she said, "You are swarming in staff. How do you do this? How do you get this kind of staff? I see so many great programs, and they can't get the staff to make it get off the ground." That is, I think, the biggest gift we offer to parents. And that's why, thank God, those security guards, they work, but they don't have to work too hard because we have such a blessing and a rich feeding pool, maybe too much, Avi, to be able to provide that.
Well, there was a tipping
care.
Point at some point, which you probably remember from years ago, but there was a thing at some point where it became, you know, that everybody wanted to come up here and be part of it. But still, with what's required for them to do, sometimes it's hard to believe that they're clamoring to be part of it, but
Baruch Hashem, this is a real, I think, source of pride for our community.
Yeah,
that
parents, teachers,
absolutely.
Principals, they should all, and counselors of other camps, they should all take pride that we've raised kids like this.
Absolutely, this is a community. This is the fruits of a community's efforts, starting at home, continuing into schools and community organizations that caring for other people, especially those with special needs, specialized needs. Who are the most vulnerable in the community, that has become, can I use the word, cool?
Yeah.
That's an in thing to
do. It's funny you say that. I was thinking of actually using that expression. It became cool to do, you know, fill in the blank in terms of what your counselors have to do.
Yeah, Mikam Chai Yisrael, that this is a cool thing for a teenager, for a young adult to do with their summer when they could be making money, they could be off in Colorado skiing or wherever they want to be. But this is what they're choosing to do with their summer.
Rabavi Palak, Dr. Razli Aish are both with us, and we are talking about the incredible Camp Hask, and now it's summer of 2023. It does sound like it's gotten off to, I mean, start. You're doing this already, what, 4 or 5 weeks already?
I know,
but you've gotten off to a great start, thank God, and it's been a great season so far. Baruch Hashem.
Truly, Baruch Hashem.
Are you both considered lifers? How long have you been here, Rabavi?
I've been here, well, if you count the summers, it's been more than half my life. So
oh, no.
I guess that makes it a lifer
and you
situation.
Obviously,
way more than half my life.
So because we were discussing earlier that with someone like you, and now I think we could certainly put Avi in the same category, we'll induct him into the same Hall of Fame.
Okay, thanks. There you go, Avi. You're joining me.
I was worried.
You're both in the first class.
I reached
by the way,
level.
Not a crazy idea, Hask Hall of Fame, but all right. Anyway, we were talking about how now the conversation with you is completely different. Because you've gone from, you know, somebody who represents the camp well, and we've spoken winter and summer, both of us, all three of us, you know, all through the years, during the year, all through the years. So we've had all these conversations, and you've described what the summers are like here. But now you've gotten into a category where you literally have given your life for Camp Hask. Now the numbers bear it out that the two of you have basically given a large portion, but I'll put it more dramatically, have given your life for Camp Hask, and I think that's a completely different level.
It's an incredible blessing to look back and just see the years that we, both of us, but really so many more than just the two of us, have been able to dedicate to the campers, to the families, to this organization. I look back and think what a blessing that my children were able literally to grow up here in camp and to accept the campers as regular people, nothing different than anyone else. The staff, the campers, that were just a natural, organic community of Klal Yisrael from all parts of the community, and that they grew up that way, and that I've had so many years. It's such
a blessing.
I didn't
even think of that. You give your life, but then your family gets all that benefit, right?
I had to speak to two parents last night on the phone, parents of staff members who were having anxiety about coming up to Hask. They're worried that they can't handle it.
You still got to do that, huh?
And I was thinking to myself, what about we have a young man here, parents also hitting that same Hall of Famer status, who came back from his service in the Israeli Army to be here for 2 weeks in camp. And he's a half staff kid, and I watched him come here, and he was home. He was home in his happy place that he grew up in. And I have parents on the phone who still aren't sure they could be here for a day because we still have more to go to help people feel comfortable with this population. But we've come so far that you're looking at this city around you, people who only want to be here and nowhere else. And thanks to Shmuel Khan standing behind here smiling at us because...
Shmuel, Shep and Nachas for you guys this morning.
Because he made that possible for us actually to be here and give our lives.
All right, Miriam L. Wallach had a question which I'm now going to include in our conversation, a tribute to her. We'll put her in her own Hall of Fame at some point.
Yes.
She wants you to describe...
Shame,
not only for you, but for the parents and for the campers, what it was like when you weren't able to open up for everybody back in 2020. So what was that experience like?
Great question.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And I said to her that you're all going to talk about the kids. If we said to the parents, not having that respite must have been awful, they'd say, yeah, but I felt so much worse for my kids, the campers. And you're probably going to say the same thing, that you obviously missed it like crazy, but you felt so much worse for the campers missing it.
Maybe you'll start. We had a very unique experience that summer. We actually did open and provide limited care.
Correct.
We were able to provide just the daycare, a day camp program for those who were already living upstate for the summer. But there were so many who weren't able to join us up here in camp. And I have to tell you, we felt it. I'm sure the families felt it very devastatingly that summer. But even the summer after and two summers later, there were still echoes of it. Many of our campers had been home, not only for the summer, but for the year. And then it continued into the next year. And families were calling us and saying, our children haven't been out of the home consistently for a year plus, in some cases close to two.
Coming close to the summer of 22.
Yes, that's right. Into the next summer and the summer after 22. And camp provided such an important service for them because this was their chance to re-emerge, to come back out, and to come back out in a Jewish, frum-inspired, fun environment. And for so many, that was absolutely...
Were they timid? Were they hesitant, some of them, at the beginning of that experience?
Absolutely. I would even say into last summer, there were still campers who hadn't come back, who had missed a full three summers because the families were still nervous.
Right.
Their children or siblings had been home for so long. Re-emerging, so to speak, into the community was tough. And we're so proud. Thank God... everyone's back now, but it was tough. It was a tough couple of summers.
You know, it pushed creativity. We created some Hask in the City programming, right. And we had finally, we got leeway to bring up a limited number of sleepover campers. But one of our most enduring campers just returned this summer out of fear.
One of the legends.
And they're having a great summer, thank God.
One of the legends. There were actually several
really?
Individuals like that who just
Several legendary campers that have returned for the summer of 23.
Thank
so
God.
There was no experience day in 21. Last year was the revival, right?
Yeah. Last year was the revival, you bet.
No wonder it felt like there was a break even for us. Because mm-hmm. I think we've been together on Experience Day for many, many years in a row, but obviously with that break in the middle. Continued success, Dr. Yaish Rabbi-Pala, continued success. Incredible work you're doing up here, to say the least. And even we are getting incredible nachas. I can only imagine how the parents are feeling who have their campers here in Camp Hass this summer.
Well, we're so happy to be able to celebrate this day together with you both. And thank you for joining us today.
And you're really celebrating with the whole community. What a concept to open up the camp and let everyone who supports and everyone who hears so much about the camp come and see what it's all about. It's really beautiful.
Thank you both.
Thank you both very, very much. More coming up. You're listening to a JM in the AM broadcast from Camp Hask. It's Monday morning, but it's Hask Experience Day. Bye.